You are listening to KHPT 977 The Bolt, and it is time for Coach's Corner here on The Bolt, brought to you by 716 Maine. Donovan Mann, sports director and host of the show here at KHPT. This week on Coach's Corner, it will be a baseball week, and we will talk with Humboldt High School head coach Jason Thurm. We're going to go ahead and just jump right in.
Okay, Coach. Well, last time we talked, it was all about how hot the bats were. Well, now it seems like they've gone to the colder side of things, and we know that is just baseball. You're going to go through hot streaks, you're going to go through cold streaks, but when you get into these cold streaks like the team might be right now, how as a coach can you kind of coach your guys through this to make sure, hey, they keep it simple and maybe they don't overthink things at the plate?
Yeah, it's so much of it's mental, and our kids are workers, and we're putting in the time, and our kids want to be successful, and you know, a lot of times in life, if you just try harder, good things will happen, and you know, baseball, you got to continue to work, but sometimes you try and you just put so much pressure on yourself, and you get tense, and it just makes the game that much more difficult with it. So it's almost, you have to just kind of step away and just try to get yourself relaxed and breathe and not let the bad stuff pile up on you. And it's easy to say, it's hard to do, and that's why baseball is such a difficult sport with it. But we're a little bit of a cold spell right now, and we're facing good pitching. That's the bottom line with it. And our guys are doing their best, and we'll continue to look for lineup combinations and look for hot bats and trying to get things going. But yeah, that's right now. It's just we're playing good baseball overall. It's just the bats are going through a little bit of a cold spell.
And you've mentioned it, we've seen some good pitching here as of late, and we've had a couple of pitchers' duels just in this past week. And as a coach, what gives you confidence in your team and when you get into those type of games to know, hey, my guys can go out there and match what the other guys are putting out, when, especially since we know in pitchers' duels, one mistake could be all the difference?
Yeah, our pitchers have done a super job this year. They go out and they're pounding the strike zone, and they're giving us a chance to win. And defensively, it's just this week alone, I just look at all these different situations that our defense has been put in, and the number of times that we've executed just different plays, and the defense is there as well. Like we talked about earlier, it's just the bats are a little bit cold right now with it, and you got to be able to put all three things together if you're going to consistently be successful and win baseball games with that. But we've had a few losses this week, but if you look at the big picture, you look long term with this, and this is only going to make us better. We're playing great competition, and we might not be putting up W's right now, but I feel ultimately it's going to make us a better team in the long run this season.
And you mentioned thinking long term, and I think you as a coach and you as a team would rather say, hey, we'll go into this slump mid-season versus maybe later on and then you go slumping into the postseason. What is the importance of catching those hot streaks and cold streaks at the right time?
Yeah, it's all about being at your best at the end of the year with it. It's a work in progress, and you continue to build, and we'll continue to focus on fundamental things, and I think that allows us to set that ceiling a little bit higher with things as far as what we're capable of and can do. Like I said, it might not be showing up right now with the outcome in the W column with it, but I feel we're better this week than what we were last week, and we're going to continue to do that. And hopefully you get a bounce here, a bounce there, and all of a sudden the confidence is there, and then that makes a world of difference. And then the next thing you know, you put a couple wins together, and you're feeling pretty good about yourself, and you have a streak going, and that's what we want to be able to do here, hopefully sooner rather than later with it. But we're getting to that point where we want to be able to put that together and start seeing some more W's as well.
And then going back to that game against Webster City, I think a good measuring stick for this team, and despite the results in that one, I think the overall game was closer than maybe that final box score would have shown. Again, Webster City, one of the favorites to win the North Central Conference this season. So what did you learn in that first round against Webster City that will help you when you come and face them here in the coming week?
Well, they're a very good team, and like you said, we were with them. The score, I think, is a little bit deceiving with it. I think it was maybe a two-run game going into the sixth inning, but you know, we matched them, and you know, defensively, pitching wise, I think we can hang with anybody. And even then, Caden went out and threw a great game, but it was a case where he was having to grind the entire game. Their kids, they've got a lot of veterans there, and their kids do a super job in the batter's box. They're extending at bats, they're fouling pitches off, they're putting good swings on the baseball, and it really makes it tough on the pitcher. And Caden went out and competed with them, and our defense was doing a super job, just like we've been doing most of the year with that. And we saw a true number one pitcher that night. The Olson kid is tough. He's been around forever, and he's going to be pitching collegiately next year, and he's good, and you saw that. He's going to be in the strike zone, and he's got a couple of dominant pitches, and you just got to be ready to go. And I felt like we struggled a little bit with the timing there, and you know, it just has to be a case where, you know, we go into these games and we're going to be in attack mode and try to get on time with this fastball, and that's pretty much the hope that we have there. And seeing this good pitching, hopefully the second time around, if we see him again, we'll be able to make some adjustments there. But they're a good baseball team, and they're tough with it. I thought our kids competed well, but it was just a case of they got to us a little bit at the end. We ran out of pitches, and they were able to put a few runs on the board there. But I feel like we can compete with them on a given night. It's just we're going to have to be at our best, and we're going to have to play a great baseball game all the way around.
And, of course, Webster City will be one of those teams you'll face a second time, and we're getting to that portion of the schedule where we are going to start seeing all of our conference opponents for the second time. So how do you approach a team when you meet them that second time versus maybe the first time?
Well, in our situation, we try to focus on ourselves and control what we can control, and obviously we want to go out, we want to fill up the strike zone, and we want to play good, sound, fundamental defense, and do whatever it takes not to beat ourselves, and try to stack up quality at bats one after the other with that. But you know, it's you have pretty good scouting report on them, and you get pretty familiar with each other, just not on a weekly basis, but just a yearly basis from one year to the next. And you just go out and you try to take care of the stuff that you could control, and you know, just give yourself a chance to win with that. But I feel like our conference is pretty competitive, and it's an opportunity for us to improve ourselves each night out.
All right, Coach, really do appreciate your time today. Is there anything else before I let you off the line?
Go Cats, go.
Thank you so much to Coach Thurn for taking time to talk with us here at KHPT 977 The Bolt and providing his insight for Coach's Corner. That will do it for Coach's Corner here on The Bolt, brought to you by 716 Maine. I am Donovan Mann, and for all of us here at KHPT, have a great rest of your day, and go Wildcats!